gonna praise him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. And some small beginnings. Amen. Praise God. We, amen. Praise God. Look at the way that God works. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he amazes us, praise God, in the operation of his hand. Truly, nobody can do it like God can do it. Amen. God is unique. Amen. Praise God in how he does what he does. Amen. Praise God. And we, amen. Praise God, stand back in awe, praise God, just to watch, amen, the working of the hand of God. Amen. You take note, of course, praise God, as we read through our scripture lesson, praise God, how, amen, praise God, we began to point to, amen, small beginnings. Amen. Praise God. Whether it was, amen, Ezra and Nehemiah, praise God, at the temple of the Lord when they were restoring, praise God, amen, the altar, and amen, eventually raising the walls, and eventually the temple itself, amen, praise God, and amen, praise God, how, amen, the beginning, amen, was not great and lavish, amen, but indeed it was small, hallelujah, praise God, and not only did we look at, amen, praise God, the smallness, praise God, of, amen, the beginning of the temple, praise God, but we also heard, amen, as we went through our scripture lesson concerning Bethlehem, amen, of Judea, praise God, of Ephrathah, amen, how that they were, amen, praise God, maybe considered to be little among the nations, amen, but out of this place, amen, praise God, the one greatest of all would be brought forth. Amen. Praise God. And finally, praise God, with some others, praise God, we came to the New Testament, praise God. And as we came to the New Testament, praise God, we were looking at, hallelujah, praise God, the very kingdom of heaven described by God, amen, under the analogy of the mustard seed. And he is saying, praise God, how, amen, praise God, that seed, amen, praise God, is smallest among all seeds, amen, praise God, but it groweth, amen, yes, to be, amen, the greatest, yes, of herbs, hallelujah, praise God, where even the birds of the trees, I mean the birds, amen, can come and roost, amen, in it, amen, praise God, because of his great growth, amen, praise God, and a stature. And so it is, praise God, we are to see from some of these examples that God, amen, praise God, uses, amen, praise God, small beginnings, amen, but where God starts from doesn't mean that he's going to end right there. You ought to praise him this morning. Amen, praise God. And so, amen, praise God, we find, amen, that Israel, praise God, as they were looking at the foundation of the temple, praise God, many of them had mixed emotions, praise God, because while the temple was not yet built, amen, neither the walls raised up, when the foundation was exposed, it could be seen from the foundation that the temple would not be anywhere near the greatness of the splendor of the temple that Solomon had made. Can we say amen? And amen, praise God, there was a mixed emotion among the people that looked, amen, praise God, at the foundation, because they remembered the greatness of Solomon's temple. Can you say amen? And some of them, amen, were weeping at what they saw, because what they saw in no way compared, amen, praise God, to what had been. And because it did not not compare or measure up in their eyes. Amen. Many of the elder, amen, were weeping. Hallelujah. Praise God. But there wasn't only weeping going on. Amen. Praise God. Some were rejoicing. Can you say amen? How about amen? Praise God. We've been in Babylonian captivity for 70 years. But God has brought us out, amen, of that bondage to build again, hallelujah, the house of the Lord. And hallelujah, go, praise God, amen, praise God. It is not, amen, a great foundation that we're looking at, yet God has begun something, amen. And what God has begun, he will complete and finish. You ought to praise him today. So praise God. There were many rejoicing just because of what God was beginning to do. Can we say amen? And amen. And some were sad because of what, amen, praise God, was left from what they had before. Amen. But I'm so glad that God knows how to step into our disappointment sometime and cause our heads to be lifted up. Can you say amen? Amen. He's able to come into our sad party and turn that around and make it a glad party. Can you say amen? Why can it be turned from sadness to gladness? It is because of the presence of the Lord. Tell your neighbor, God makes everything better. Tell your neighbor, God makes everything better. Amen. Praise God. And wherever the Lord is working, I want to be there. Amen. Where God is moving, I want to be in the midst of the move of God. Amen. Praise God. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to shout have your way, Lord, in the midst of your people. So God chimes in. Can you say amen? And ask the question, hallelujah, how many of you saw this, amen, house, amen, praise God, in its latter glory? Can you say amen? And now you're sad, hallelujah, but God is saying, amen, praise God, don't worry about, amen, what you're looking at, though it's small. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, I'm declaring to you that the glory of the latter house shall be greater. You better praise him. Can you say amen? And so it is, praise God. Amen. We come to look at, amen, things the way God looks at things. Amen. Because when God looks, it's not about the natural, amen, building. It's not about the natural prosperity. It's not about, amen, praise God, how wide and how high the walls are. Can you say amen? And though Solomon, amen, praise God, had done a great work, and Herod, hallelujah, will improve, amen, on what Ezra and Nehemiah had overseen. Can you say amen? Amen, to such an extent that, amen, that they would point out even to the Lord Jesus himself the greatness of the walls of the temple. Can we say amen? Amen. But listen, hallelujah, the latter house was not greater because the walls were higher. Amen. The latter house was not greater. Amen. Because the walls were wider and more enriched than the other. But amen, that latter house had a greater glory because the God of all glory had appeared on the earth to walk into the temple that was in Jerusalem. Tell your neighbor, wherever God is, there is a greater glory. Tell your neighbor, wherever God is, there is a greater glory. And because of the greatness of the glory of the God, amen, everything cross pales in comparison to who he is. Tell your neighbor, there is no God like our God. Glorified. Why? Because the God of all creation walked on those streets. Amen. The temple in the day of the Lord was glorified. Why? Because the God himself went into those temple doors. Amen. Where God is, glory attends him. Where God is, praise and surround him. Though your beginnings, amen, be hallelujah small, hallelujah, yet shall thou later in greatly increase. How many know that growth is a function of God? Tell your against us, and no circumstance in our life will change the power of the God that we serve. Surely he's God on the mountain, and he's God in the valley. Surely he's God in the morning, and God in the evening time. Surely he's God when the rain is falling, and as well as in the sun. Yeah.
an invitation to magnify and to glorify the God who is God above all. Listen, if you don't want to grow, then you, praise God, will look narrowly on your small beginning. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, sometime it begins just with a thought of how he made a way out of no way. Hallelujah. How he put some food on my table. How he put clothes on my back. And it began with just a thought of how he recognized me in my lowest state. I didn't have to be among the redeemed. Of what God has done for us while we were not worthy in our small beginning. Can you say amen? There was a word from the Lord. Can you say amen? Who is it that despises the day of small things? Tell your neighbor, don't do it. Tell your neighbor, don't do it. Don't do it. Hallelujah. Amen. But I ain't got but a little bit. But tell your neighbor, that's all God wants. Give him a little bit. Give him a little bit. Give him a little bit. Lord, help me. I ain't got but a little bit of faith. But bring God that little bit. Bring him a little bit. Don't look narrowly on your little bit. But look on it not as a small thing. But look on it as what God. Say amen. Tell your neighbor, don't worry if you ain't got your dance yet. Hallelujah. Do your little bit. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Why? Because God can add to your little bit. Can't nobody grow you like God can grow you. Can you say amen? Amen. If you hide your little bit, it will not increase. Everybody might have a hope. Can you say amen. It ain't nothing to a heart, but God loves to put on display what he has. If everybody was all good when they got saved, God wouldn't have, amen, no things to display. But God, look, he want to say, look, I brought this one from there. I brought that one from there. And I brought that one from there. And look at them now. They were in this place, but I worked in their life. I lifted them up. Little beginnings. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. It don't matter. Amen. Praise God. If you ain't all that smart, get what smart you got to God. Can you say amen? It don't matter. If your voice ain't all of that, give what you got. Give it to God. Don't despise a little thing. Amen. Praise God. Don't look narrowly on your small beginnings. Can you say amen? For in the latter end, tell your neighbor, a latter end is coming. Can you say amen? A latter end is coming. Guess what? In the latter end, you're going to see who's been praising. Can you say amen? In the latter end, you're going to see who's been holding on. Can you say amen? In the latter end, you're going to see who would not let go of the hand of the Lord. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor it will be revealed. Can you say amen? If you ain't got but a little bit, give that little bit to God. Don't sit on your praise. Don't sit on what he did for you. Don't sit on what he's doing right now. Because what God is doing is multiplying, increasing, and causing us to grow. Can you say amen? Because the time will come when you're going to need to be able to praise him in the midst of your storm. The time will come when you're going to need to be able to lift up your head above your enemy, round about it. The time will come when you don't feel like rejoicing, but you're going to rejoice.
In his kingdom. Yeah. Just the smallest of seeds. Can you see that? When it is sown, it ain't big as nothing else. Everything else bigger. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. But it's mustard seed. Can you tell your name? But it's mustard seed. It's something about mustard seed. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor.
You may not have but a little bit of faith. But it's faith. Can you say it? It's got potential. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor if it's faith, it's got potential. Today, it'll move you from beans to steak. Can you say amen? Later on, it'll move you from hell to heaven. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? You just got to hold on to your faith. Can you say amen? Don't let it go. Tell your neighbor, hold on. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Keep believing. Amen. Praise God that He'll pay. Amen. The rent. When the challenge was to feed 5,000 people. Yes, thank you, Jesus. They had been with him. And God would not send them away hungry. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God looks out for those he loves. Especially the people in God. Tell your neighbor again, God looks out for those. He loves. We gotta believe it. We gotta trust him. Can you say amen? Amen. Pray to God. Tell your neighbor, God always got a plan.
Always.
He always got a way.
Always.
Tell him again, he always got a plan. He always got a way. Can you say amen? You're looking at what you don't have, but you are to be looking at what you do have. What have I got? But I ain't got nothing. Lord, have mercy. I got the God of all creatures. Can you say amen? What have I got? Amen. When my pockets are empty, icebox empty, no food on the table. What have I got? I've got my faith in God. I've got the trust and the belief. Amen. Praise God that He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can think of or even ask. Amen. Challenge. Amen. Then. Amen. Praise God. To feed 5,000 people.
Oh my God.
More likely it was 15,000.
Good.
Can you say amen? Amen. Feed them.
That's what he said.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? But he had planned. But Peter, what are we gonna do?
That's what he said.
What in the world are we gonna do? All these folk. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So then praise God, but the question comes from God. What you got?
Go ahead. That's what he said.
What you got?
Hallelujah.
How many loaves do you have?
Oh, my God.
You say thank you, Jesus. The Lord don't look at impossible circumstances and say impossible.
Wait a minute.
He just want to know, what have you got?
My Lord.
What can you put in my hand and my trust? What can you give to me? What have you got?
Wonderful Savior.
He said, amen. Elijah to the widow.
Telling you.
He said, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The widow didn't have much. Amen. For a little meal.
Love it.
Yeah, a little bit of meal. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? But God sent her, God sent Elijah and told Elijah, the widow going to sustain you.
Oh, have her. Won't he do it?
He's going to sustain you. Elijah show up, and the widow got a different story. Yeah, I don't know what your God told you, but the reality is, amen, praise God, I got this little bit of meal, and I'm gathering a few sticks, and I'm taking a, amen, break a little cake for me and my son, We gonna eat it and die.
What she said?
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Yes, Lord.
But guess what? God don't make no
appointments. He sure don't.
Can you say amen? And he sent Elijah to be sustained by the widow.
Go ahead.
And don't worry about the news that face you when you get to where you're supposed to be.
I'm telling you.
Can you say amen? Just make sure you where you're supposed to be. And if you where you're supposed to be, can you say you can lean on what God told you?
Oh my God.
So, y'all think Elijah was selfish.
No,
but Elijah knew what God told him.
Yeah.
You say, thank you, Jesus. God said, sustain me. So he said, wait a minute. First. Can you make me a little cake? First. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? In other words, let's do first what God said do.
Let's
do it God's way. Let's follow God's order. Let's follow God's design. Fix me one first. Cause I know what God told me. He gonna sustain me. I'm about hungry right now. I need to eat. Can you say amen? Well, praise God. Y'all know the story. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Because God let, amen, Elijah go. Amen. Praise God. That the meal would not fail. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. As long as the drought and the famine was in the land. Amen. Praise God. The meal was not going to fail. What did God do? It turned a hopeless situation. He turned it around. Can you say amen? All because a woman was willing, amen, praise God, not to die, amen, praise God, before she gave this man of God, amen, praise God, what he had requested of her. And amen, praise God, and God not only sustained Elijah. Can you say amen? But guess who else ate? Can you say amen? Guess who else ate? Can you say amen? What are you telling me, Elder? I'm telling you, praise God, that it doesn't matter, amen, how beat up your life is. It doesn't matter how much chains of bondage you might have. Can you say all it takes is a little faith in God?
Wonderful faith.
It can have eternal consequences. Just a little faith in God. A little faith in God can turn your life around. For yesterday you was on death row. And all of us that redeemed, we were there. Amen. Praise God. Every one of us that are redeemed were on death's row. Can you say amen? Amen. We are what they call the dead men walking. Can you say amen? We were dead men walking. Can you say thank you, Jesus? We were dead in trespasses and in sin. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Had no hope, but God, amen, allowed us to hear a word of deliverance. A word of hallelujah. Salvation, a word that would bring us life, and that more of a life.
Thank you, Lord.
And as we bring our little faith to God, can you say amen? Telling God, I believe you, Lord. All of us didn't know the Bible when we got saved. Can you say amen? All we knew was that we believed in a God that was able to save us. We got tired of being sick and tired. And we got tired of being in bondage. We wanted to live and not to die. It's reasonable for anybody to want to live and not to die.
Wonderful saving.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
It's reasonable, but praise God. Amen. Praise God. So many feel like that they have such little to bring to God. But our God just wants you to bring it.
Hey!
Bring it. Can you say amen?
Wonderful saving.
He says, come to me. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Where are you going? Come to me. And we over here know, come to me. Can you say amen? The call from God is to us in our unsaved condition to come to him. And guess what? Amen. Praise God. Even after we say, he still got to whisper us to us. Come to me. I'm the one that redeemed you. I'm the one that brought you out. You remember how I saved you? You remember how I delivered you? You remember how I brought you home? Come to me. And in our initial experience of salvation, amen, praise God, God calls to us to come to him. Can you say amen? He doesn't say, amen, praise God, unburden yourself. Can you say amen? Amen. But he just tells us to come.
Amen. So,
can you say thank you, Jesus?
Amen.
If you're weak, if you're heavy laden,
yeah, yeah.
Can you say amen? Amen? He invites you to come.
Yes, Lord.
Tell your neighbor, amen. Trouble will weigh you down.
Yeah. Yeah.
It will press your mind down.
Yeah.
It will press you down. But God says, come to me.
Wonderful thing.
Because I'm the answer that you need. Come to me and seek me. Come to me and find salvation. Come to me. Amen. Praise God. And I will give you rest. One that's got it is God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Tell your neighbor you can't get it no other place.
Oh, no other way.
You can try to rest in money. You can try to rest in the men. You can try to rest in the women. You can try to rest in fashion. Can you say amen? Houses and land. You can try to rest in all of that. Can you say amen? But listen to this. Amen. Praise God. As you begin to realize your mortality. Can you say amen? Sometimes it's realized when we start to get older in age. Can you say
amen?
Sometimes it's realized when we have that near-death experience. Right? You almost got run over by that tractor trailer. Can you say amen? Amen. You was that far from being dead. Can you say you almost drowned? You almost got shot. You almost lost your life. When you realize your mortality and you realize, praise God, that even if I ain't but 20 years old, I can still be dead in a minute. Even if I ain't but a young man or a young woman, I could be dead in a minute. When we begin to realize our mortality, can you say amen? Then it should weigh on our heart. Can you say amen? So you got to be ready to die.
That's the secret.
You
got to
be ready to die.
You do.
Because if you ain't ready to die,
you
ain't ready to die. You got to be ready.
It's true. It's true.
You say thank you, Jesus.
It is so true.
So when you begin to realize your mortality, can you say amen?
Amen.
If death has foreboding for you, then you're not ready to die.
If
death is frightening
I'm telling you, then do it. Not anymore. Thank you, Jesus.
If death is a terror to you, when you realize your mortality, you're not ready to die. Can you say amen? The only way you can be ready to die when you come to the understanding, amen, that to be absent from the body.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen? When you have that place of mind in your spirit, can you say amen? That I know I'm redeemed. I know I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I can say yes to the gospel. When the gospel says, have you repented? I say yes, Lord. Have you been baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin? I say yes. Have you been filled with the Spirit of God speaking in other tongues? And the Spirit of God gives the others? I say yes. You say amen. We can answer in the affirmative. Say yes to the Lord. Can you say amen? We've done what you required of us. Can you say amen? Then death, amen, praise God, has no more fear. Can you say amen?
Wonderful
amen,
thing.
Praise God. If I die, amen, I'm going to be better off.
Wonderful
Everybody can't say that.
Wonderful.
Can you say amen? Amen. The redeemed can say, if I die, I'm going to be better off. Can you say amen? And so then, praise God, who, amen, praise God, is terrified about being better off. Nobody terrified about being better off in the natural. Amen. They tell you they're going to give you a few $1 million and you're going to be better off. You ain't scared. Get that money. You ain't scared. Bring it on. Can you say amen? And so it is spiritually, praise
God.
As God, amen, praise God, makes us ready. Can you say amen? I'm closing, but listen, don't despise the day of small things, because when God save you and make you ready, amen. You can't be a proper soldier
if you're scared.
I'm telling you, can't do it. Wonderful saying.
Tell your neighbor, you can't be a proper soldier. If you're scared to die. Tell him, you can't be no proper soldier.
You can't be a
soldier. You're scared to die.
Wonderful saying. Praise God. I miss him.
The proper soldier, amen, is ready to fight, even if he dies. Tell your neighbor, the proper soldier is ready to fight, even if he dies. Can you say amen? That's the soldier. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. He don't see warfare and run away trying to save his life. God said he that tried to save his life. You ain't no proper soldier. Can you say amen? But amen. But the one that, amen, praise God, don't mind losing his life, will find it. Can you say amen?
Wonderful.
You say thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, we redeemed. We ain't scared of no fight. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say amen? Because we know who the battle, amen, belongs to. It's not ours, it's the Lord. Can you say amen? And even if I go down to death, I'm still going to praise Him. If I go down in death, I'm still going to be magnified. If I go down in death, I'm still going to be giving Him the glory. Why shouldn't I praise Him? Can you say amen? Sick in my body, but why shouldn't I praise Him? Amen. I ain't got much money, but why shouldn't I praise Him? Hallelujah. My friend done walked out the door, but why shouldn't I praise Him? Can you say amen? Ain't got no reason why I shouldn't praise Him. But if you want to know why I should, can you say amen? You got every reason in the world. Can you say amen? Because in the day of small things, amen, God redeemed me out of the hand of the enemy. When God redeems us, there is the point where you begin to live.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, when you got saved,
God, my God,
that's where you began to live.
It's hard. It's true.
Sorry, but you ain't living.
You ain't saved.
You just ain't living. I know what you got, but have you got the Holy Ghost? Have you got the relationship with God? You are not living until you get saved. So we can't be casual. I'll get it when I get it. You might not get it. Because you got to be hungry for it. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can't be casual. Amen. Praise God. When you realize your mortality, you could be dead today. Today. You could be dead today.
My God.
You say thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
So then there's an urgency in your spirit, in your soul. Lord, I want to be saved. I want you to save me.
Hallelujah.
When you're not urgent, amen, praise God, you wait for Sunday to think on God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And you in some other place. And then when Sunday comes, oh God. Can you know? But when you have urgency, it's God on Monday.
Yes, it is.
God on Tuesday. God on Wednesday. God on Thursday. Lord, when? Lord, how long? You see, I'm mortal, Lord. You see, I might die. I need life. Can you say amen? There is a hunger. There is a thirst. And can you say amen? I'm going to let you go. But amen, on the day of Pentecost, they were pricked.
Yeah.
Can you say that? Amen. Tell your neighbor, they won't stand up.
No.
They were pricked.
Mm-hmm.
Pricked. Just a little.
Amen.
Pricked.
Pricked.
When your heart gets pricked,
can you say that?
Thank you.
There's an awareness.
Lord,
I need you.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
When your heart is pricked, Lord, I want you.
Yes.
When your heart is pricked,
yes, Lord.
Amen. You ain't giving issues and ultimatums to God,
No.
But you're asking God, Lord, what?
Yeah.
What must we do? What shall we do? Can you say amen?
Yes,
amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. David, amen, praise God, remarked in the Psalms, if you ask for 10, amen, 1,000 barrels of oil, Lord, I give it to you. Can you say amen? You could see, amen, the heart of David from how, when he brought up the ark, how he danced in front of
it.
Can you say amen? You can see from the heart of Solomon when they dedicated the temple, the thousands of offerings that they put down before God. Can you say amen? There is a desire to draw closer to God. Can you say, and it starts with a small thing. When God pricked you, that's where it begins. But see, that's all you need.
That's all you need.
Just the beginning.
That's all.
Just the beginning. Listen, just the beginning. Taste and see that the Lord just a prick. And you know He's real. Just a prick. And you know, amen, praise God, that the words, and I tell you that often, the words in that Bible are not just words of
course. No, no, that's not.
From the word of God, from a prick, amen, praise God, you can realize that there is a reality to who God is. And if you come to know that there is a reality of who God is, you're going to know that there's a reality in heaven, and there's a reality of hell. Can you say amen? And amen, praise from that small little moving of God in the heart. Amen, praise God. A desire can rise up.
Yes, Lord.
Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. What, men and brethren, they ask, what must we do? What do we need to do?
Hallelujah.
Amen, praise God. The answer is simple. Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. If you are a God seeker,
hallelujah.
You seek God with your whole heart.
Goodness. Right.
You don't find
witness. Witness.
No if.
No.
No and. No buts about it. Amen. Praise God. But you got to want this.
Yes.
Can they say amen? And so God tells us, praise God, when He pricks us, don't just say ouch.
No.
Can you say amen? When He pricks us, don't shrug it off.
Hallelujah.
When He pricks us, amen, praise God, don't harden your heart.
Amen.
For He said in the day that you hear My voice, don't harden your heart.
Scripture.
That's good for those that are not saved. When you get pricked, can you say amen?
Yeah.
And for those who are saved, when you get pricked again, can you say amen?
Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior.
Why do you get pricked again? Because you done said it. And you ain't praising Him.
All right.
Oh,
when you get pricked again, you done sit down and your Bible, amen, don't get open again till Sunday.
Oh,
open it on Sunday, close it, and then it's going to sit there. And then till Sunday or Friday comes. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you? When you get pricked again, amen, praise God, you won't just pray in the morning. Can you say amen?
Wonderful.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
When you get pricked again, amen, praise God, you won't drag to service.
Yes,
sir. Hello. Not drag to service. Can you say thank you? When you get pricked again, amen, praise God, God gets to be first.
Amen.
He gets to be first. I got this to do. I got that to do. I got what else to do. But now it's time for service.
Right.
So what I got to do is go and serve the Lord.
Amen.
Say amen. Amen. Praise God. And so then, amen, if you need a small thing working in you, just tell God, prick me, Lord.
Hey.
Prick me, Lord.
Prick me, Lord.
Prick me, Lord.
Prick me, Lord.
Prick me, Lord, so I can still praise You.
Yes, Lord.
Prick me, Lord, so I'll still read Your Word.
Yes, Lord.
Prick me, Lord, so I'll pray. Prick me, Lord, so I can love My enemy. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And we got to love, amen, praise God, our enemies. Amen, praise God. That's what God said. So that's what you got to do.
Watch out.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And amen, praise God. So you got to love them. Can you say amen? Not according to what their design is. Can you say amen? Amen. The only one that can really tell you how to love them is God. With all your heart, all your mind, all your strength.
scripture.
All of it's in you is.
Oh,
yeah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. With some amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Need to amen. Appreciate. Praise God. That out of God comes the love that is the love of fellowship, the love of friendship as well.
Oh,
can you say amen?
Amen?
And the love of your neighbor, which says, I won't do you no harm.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
can
yeah.
you say amen?
Amen.
And amen. Praise God. And so then, amen. Praise God. If you my enemy, I might not be putting my arm around your neck. Can you say, but I won't do you no harm?
Right, right,
can
right.
you say
amen?
Amen. And I still love for you. Can you say amen?
Amen?
So then don't despise the day of small things, but rather look on them as opportunity for growth. Because from small things, if we continue with God in your latter end, it will greatly increase. God bless you.
Beautiful.
Give God a praise.